the Kansas City Chiefs.
Hot 103 Jams.
I'm doing good, you know, AFC Championship week, ready to go. A few days of treatment, a few days of rehab. Excited to get on the practice field and kind of test it out and see where I'm at, but it's feeling good so far. I was able to do some extra testing just to make sure everything was good, not after the game, and then get a few things done to help the treatment kind of start off. And then the next few days has just kind of been, I mean, all day thing where you're just doing either treatment or rehab or watching film. And I had to take Brittany a few places with me so I can be around the kids a little bit, but it's a full day thing where you're trying to make sure that you're obviously prepared for the Bengals and the great football team, mentally and physically.
Everybody in KC got their PhDs this week because we are all speculating and trying to see where Patrick Mahomes is. Is his ankle close to 100% or is he limping around? Well, in practice this week, he's been jumping around, he's been very mobile, he's been spinning, he's been moving, he looks like his regular self. Now, we won't know the full effects until the game happens on Sunday, but from all intents and purposes, he looks to be closer to being healthy than unhealthy. We'll see.
We're dropping the shade.
Let's cut to the chase.
All your celebrity guts.
The
Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
6:23 today. Look for highs in the upper 40s. It'll be nice and comfortable. At least better than yesterday. Right now, you're clear and cool at 23 in Overland Park.
I want to be single for the rest of my life.
No, I feel that. Yeah. It's scary. It's really, really scary. So are you dating right now?
No, not really. I don't want to share my house or my life with anyone.
Yeah.
I don't want anyone around my kids. I don't want to have sex.
You don't?
No.
That was Amber Rose. Sounded like a lot of folks in this day and age. Yesterday, we heard from Lala Anthony and her thoughts about marriage. And it's no coincidence that Amber Rose is saying that she wants to be single forever. There are a lot of ladies who feel this way. And I'm going to be honest with you. In the back of my mind, it's got me worried about how things will actually be 10 years from now. You know, at some point, people just get tired of the BS. And maybe it has something to do with her 36-year-old ex, Alexander Edwards, dating 76-year-old Sharon. But we'll leave that for another day.
Lord have mercy.
Is Future upset about Drake and 21 Savage joint album? According to Nori, that's what the streets are saying.
I heard that's a big rumor that Future is not too happy, this Drake and 21 Savage album. Because
Future and Drake did an album before.
And it makes Drake and Future album not as important, I would say.
That's what he feels.
And that's, this is allegedly, this is all rumors. I've never heard it from Future's mouth, never heard it from Drake, never heard it from 21, but it's an alleged big rumor that's going on. We've never seen Jay-Z do another Best of Both Worlds, you know what I'm saying? We've seen Watch the Throne.
Oh, Future mad that Drake is cheating on him.
Girl, what's going on?
And I think Future is even more upset because it's actually a good album, too. Plus, Complex named 21 Savage the greatest rapper alive. Don't agree with that. But what's the next course of action for Future? He gonna make a diss track.
Sensation.
And then Drake will proceed to destroy Future. And during an appearance on The Tonight Show, Keke Palmer shared that she's expecting a baby boy. But now the most important question remaining, what zodiac sign will that baby boy be?
My baby is either gonna be a Pisces or an Aries. I'm not sure exactly. Pisces are known to be very deep. They're emotional creatures, so I just want to make sure I'm not too blunt for my baby boy. I don't want to be too, I don't want to be like, look, what's up? You know, I want to make sure that I'm, because sometimes I can be a little too tell it like it is,
But not so much.
I need to wade in the water with a Pisces. Wade in the water.
See, now, I'm an expert at this because my daddy was an Aries and my little brother was a Pisces. Let's see. With the Pisces, you're going to deal with a lot of singing. They mourning people. Big personalities with a lot to say all the time. They tend to be characters, too. Like, think Shaq. He's a Pisces. Aries. Somebody who's spontaneous. Always try to have the last word. They're fun, but can be very domineering. I don't know, Keke. You better pray to God on that one.
Oh, help me, Jesus. King Jesus. Hallelujah, God.
Motivate. Haters better get on your job. Tell them, haters get on your job. Motivate. Sucker can't make me suffer. Just make me stronger and make me tough.
When you think about your future and what you want to do with your life, you envision specific priorities. When you wake up each morning and go through the day, you do so with specific priorities. Do those priorities you follow on a moment-to-moment basis closely match your long-term priorities? If not, you're failing to follow those lifetime priorities. By their very nature, priorities determine what takes precedence for you. They inform and direct your thoughts, your actions, and the results you create. You cannot have two or more sets of priorities that are in conflict with each other. What you end up with are actual priorities being followed and others being imagined but not acted upon. So which is it? When you choose what you do over the next 15 minutes or 3 hours, what priorities are driving those choices? Make sure the priorities you actually follow are the priorities you desire for the whole of your life. The time to do that is not someday, but today. Not eventually, but now. Growth looks good on you. That's today's Morning Grind Motivational Minute on Hot 103 Jams.
It's us. Wake up, classmates. It's time for school. It's the Morning Grind.
Shut up, Brian.
Getting ready when you still sleep alone.
City's number one for hip-hop and R&B. Welcome to the Morning Grind. Max Sauce holding the town down per usual. 655 today. Look for highs in the upper 40s. It's going to be very comfortable, very mild. Right now, you are clear and cool at 36 in KCK. And keep it locked because we're talking cheese. Next hour, getting you ready for the AFC Championship game. And them Bengals, they got a whole lot of mouth on them. They've been running their mouth a whole lot. I'm going to tell you what I mean if you ain't heard what they've been talking about. Coming up in the 7 o'clock hour, plus Ron the Show Hughley from arrowheadpride.com breaking the AFC Championship game down. You don't want to miss it, Chiefs Kingdom. It's the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jam.
It is so galvanizing and energizing that our Cincinnati Bengals are again in the AFC Championship. Yes, that's right. Who day, baby? Who day? I will be going on Saturday morning. I'll be arriving in Kansas City, so I'll be at the game at Burrowhead Stadium. See what I did there? No? No? Okay. I love that. And so I will be talking a lot of smack to Mayor Quentin Lucas of Kansas City, and hopefully we can bring home a W and be on our way to the Super Bowl. So I am very excited about the game.
Chiefs Kingdom, that was the mayor of Cincinnati. And I wish I had Mayor Lucas on this morning so he can give me a nice little response. But he's been on Twitter doing his thing, talking his stuff on there, so I'm going to let him do that. But these Bengals have been real disrespectful this week. Mike Hilton and Eli Apple renaming our stadium.
We'll see y'all in Burrowhead. Yeah, man. We'll see y'all in Burrowhead.
Y'all ain't think we heard that, did you? Here's Travis
Getting
Kelce.
Everybody fired up. We are the loudest stadium in the world on record. 142 decibels.
Did you guys break the record this week?
I don't know. Maybe we're going to have to break it this week because a lot of Cincinnati Bengals fans are calling it Burrowhead instead of
Burrowhead. Whoa!
Yeah.
The disrespect to Arrowhead continues.
They're throwing a lot of bulletin board material out there, right?
Kansas City, I'm just here to tell you, fam, we've been disrespected. Nobody comes into Kansas City and talk to us like this. Who you think you are trying to rename our stadium when you ain't got no championships to do so? See, we the big steppers of the AFC. Now, scratch that. We the big steppers in the NFL. This is our league. You ain't got no say-so in what we do. Oh, man, I don't know about y'all, Kansas City, but I'm fired up. We got to beat these Bengals. I'm taking it personal. And Chiefs Kingdom, you should too.
How about those Chiefs?
Hot 103 Jams.
All Chiefs fans going to the game, you're going to get treated by Fat Joe. He's performing halftime at the AFC Championship game. And there have been some comments that have definitely made me lean back this week, especially this blatant lie from FS1's Colin Cowherd. Check it out.
Burrow is terrific. The comp for Tom Brady's right on. The kid sees the field well, crazy, accurate. His situational excellence is, there's not a lot I've ever seen that's as good. By the way, Kansas City privately was rooting for Buffalo to win.
You're a liar.
They don't want to face Cincinnati. The Chiefs do not want to face Cincinnati.
Excuse me? Did you have any sources for that? Because nobody around here in Kansas City is ducking smoke from nobody. We don't care where you're from. Cincinnati, Philly, Frisco, Australia, Switzerland, the UK, Ethiopia. We'll go anywhere where NFL football is being played and smack you up, Chiefs Kingdom style. Frank Clark. Let them know how we feel, dog.
Who do you want to win tomorrow? Because if Cincinnati wins, you're playing the AFC Championship game here in Kansas City.
I don't really give a damn. Bring them on.
Ron the Show Hughley from ArrowheadPride.com is coming on the Morning Grind to talk Chiefs Bengals.
You're listening to the best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Championship weekend in the National Football League. And our Chiefs facing the nemesis, the Kryptonite. Right now, the arch rival, Cincinnati Bengals, coming to Arrowhead with their disgusting chili and their ugly uniforms. Ron the Show Hughley from ArrowheadPride.com. We've been waiting on this matchup. What are your thoughts?
If you're a real sports fan, like you wanted this game because you wanted to see this team because they got your number. And, Brian, as you know, they are real disrespectful, too. I mean, they are real disrespectful. And listen, I don't have a problem with it. I'm be honest with you. You do what the Bengals have done, you get to have the fun.
Mm-hmm.
You get to talk to noise, just like the Chiefs get to do it to the Chargers, mm-hmm. just like the Chiefs get to do it to the Raiders, just like the Chiefs get to do it to the sorry Broncos, to the Bills, to everybody. This is the only team that gets to do it to you. Let's see where I draw the line is where you got to rename the stadium. Now, listen, I can't take that one. Now, you can say whatever you want to say. Eli Apple, my man Joe Burrow, listen, even him, he called himself, I am him. All right, you can get going. But y'all ain't going to name this thing Burrowhead after you done won one time. Now, I draw the line there. Now, I've had some of my greatest sports moments as a child and as an adult at that place, and y'all not going to rename it. Now, that's where I draw the line.
You've been involved with sports and the media for a while. You've been around a lot of these guys. I know on the outside looking in, it's like, oh, they ain't paying no attention to them. But, man, these guys, I know they're pissed. They're seeing this just how we're seeing it. You heard Travis Kelce on a podcast earlier this week, and he recognized that they called it Burrowhead, too. What do you think these guys are thinking in this locker room? What are those backdoor conversations happening with the Chiefs?
They ought to be ticked off and ready to go. Obviously, we saw yesterday Willie Gay had enough. They asked, what impressed you about the Bengals offense? He said, nothing. And he just kept on rolling about it. I mean, you can see, like, they're ready for this. The question is, can you do anything about it? Can you stop Jamar Chase? I believe they should be able to, but, I mean, we can't lie now. They are 0-3 against this crew. Every time they've played them and the games have gone similarly, the Chiefs would lead, and the Chiefs squandering leads, the Chiefs making mistakes in the end of the game. Like, to me, Brian, this thing's about a couple of things. One, there's a narrative that is a lie that the Chiefs, I think, have another chance to prove wrong, and that is Patrick Mahomes has to be great for them to win games. He has been that before, but there have been plenty of occasions, like last week, hell, like the Super Bowl they won, where he has not been great and they have still won games. This is a well-rounded team. That is what they were able to do when they made the trade for Tyreek Hill, and it looked like something Brett Veach and Andy Reid was trying to do was to make this a more well-rounded team. this defense that doesn't ever get credit, they are better, and they got to be better. And that's why I think that'll be a really positive thing for them. And then on the other side of the ball, man, they got to tackle. And it's something they struggled with this year. There were multiple times last week where Joe Burrow was not afraid to throw the ball in front of the sticks, and they've been able to get 5, 6, 7, sometimes 12 extra yards because Buffalo missed tackles. And the Chiefs have been horrible at times this year in making tackles. So they have got to tackle in this game.
I think the Chiefs are going to have better third down defense. They're going to limit their mistakes as far as penalties on those third and longs that they got the Bengals in. If you remember the last AFC Championship game, Chris Jones had his paws on Joe Burrow but just couldn't bring him down. I think this is a Chris Jones game. The defense steps up. The Chiefs hit a last-second field goal to win 26-24 to head to Super Bowl 57 to face the San Francisco 49ers. What you got?
You brought up a name, Chris Jones. Like on the podcast, I just had a personal conversation with Chris. Mm-hmm. Like Max Sharpie is awful. One of the worst players at his position in the world. I don't even know if Max is an NFL player, to be honest with you. And somehow he is starting for the Cincinnati Bengals. He played 2 years here for the Houston Texans, and I've repeatedly called him Siren Sharp. Because as soon as the ball is snapped, it looks like everybody else on the field is playing regular, and he has sirens over the top because he needs help right now. And Chris Jones ought to dominate him. And if he gets 55 to 65 snaps against Siren Sharpie, he ought to go off in this game. He's been the best interior defensive lineman in football. This little, I've never gotten a sack in the playoffs in 14 games, needs to come to an end against this sorry group that they're playing against. They got three missing offensive linemen. You're right, Chris Jones needs to dominate. I just, in my mind, cannot envision the Kansas City Chiefs, Andy Reid, Patrick Mahomes losing to the same crew four times in a row. Just can't do it. I just can't imagine that Andy and Eric are about to get out-coached again by a really, really good coach defensively four straight times for the Bengals. I kind of believe they're going to figure something out. It's going to be cold out there, so I don't think it's going to be as high scoring. I got the Chiefs getting to the Super Bowl. I got them winning 24-17. I think the defense makes plays in this game and keeps the Bengals down. So I'm with you. I think the Chiefs are going to get to another Super Bowl and finally kind of quiet down this Bengals thing.
Listen to the entire podcast, the Show and BK podcast on arrowheadpride.com. A must listen to for all of Chiefs Kingdom. Ryan, appreciate you, dog. I'm going to say it right now. I'll be talking to you 2 weeks from today, 2 weeks from right now, talking about the Chiefs versus 49ers in the Super Bowl, man. Go Chiefs! Yeah,
let's light up some Joe Burrow cigars after the game on Sunday.
That's right. Bengals pack going up, baby. Holla at you, Ryan. Thank you, fam.
Now it's time for the Chiefs.
Drop it. Come up in the spot. Come up in the spot.
All your hip-hop news.
Let's go.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Chills.
722 today. Look for highs to reach the upper 40s. Right now you are cloudy in 32 in Overland Park. T.I. has had an extremely successful career in both film and music, but his acting career got off to a rocky start after he says he failed an audition for a movie that we are all too familiar with.
They're like, man, you got to learn how to play the drum. I'm like, man, I can play the drum. They were like, nah, you got to learn how to, like, man, I don't want to do that. I just didn't want to commit myself to it at the time. But I read and I didn't get it, you know, and that movie went on to be Drumline.
Wow.
You know.
So you going to be Nick Cannon?
Yeah, I was reading for Nick Cannon part, yeah. So, you know, some nobody came and got there. But look, though, that opened the door for me to do ATL.
Yeah.
After I didn't get the role for Drumline, I went back to Dallas and say, man, next time, bro, just give me the role. I ain't going to read or nothing. Just give me the role. He was like, cool, you know, and he just gave me the role for Rashad in ATL.
Yo, if T.I. would have got that role, we wouldn't know him as the rapper he is today. He's my personal GOAT, my favorite rapper of all time. And during the trap music era of T.I.'s career, that role wouldn't have gone over so well with what he was trying to do.
All that petty, punk-ass little thuggery stuff.
Is Blueface and Chris Sean Rock getting married? According to TMZ, Krishan was spotted trying on gowns at a bridal shop in downtown LA yesterday. Sources say that Rock told staffers that she was in a rush to find a dress and that she was getting married today, on Friday. Well, here is Krishan rocking Blueface opening up about marriage.
Do you see yourself getting married at some point? And do you see yourself marrying Krishan?
Oh, damn. First of all, can you ask him when he ready to answer that question?
No! I don't believe in marriage, but...
What?
I love her.
He getting married with me. Can you be quiet? Is this going along?
Okay, so
if I give him $3 billion, he gonna marry me.
Well, why do you think the money has to be involved for you to get married?
Because nobody got his back. Money really... What?
You popping your...
Yeah, I like where you're going with this. Keep going, don't stop.
Yeah, I don't know if our insurance covers a lover's quarrel.
This will be the fastest divorce in history. No way these two are prepared or ready for that type of commitment. And remember, just days ago, Rock revealed that she was pregnant with Blueface's child, and Blueface responded by saying he and Rock broke up and that the baby isn't his. And y'all talking about marriage?
You're not my dad!
Chris Brown is in the hot water with the IRS and the state of California. Allegedly, he owes over $4 million in back taxes. Due to the money owed, several tax liens have been filed against Breezy, targeting his property and his music business for taxes reportedly owed from 2022. Now, imagine the government hitting you with a bill for over $2.2 million, and then you get another bill for over $1 million. In addition, the state of California, they also filed a state tax lien against Chris Brown for over $700,000. So it looks like we finna get another 70-track album for Chris Brown, because he got to get these streams up to pay these bills off.
Tell him to bring me my money.
Yeah! Well, now that that is taken care of, it is time for... birthday announcement.
It's time to wish those quirky, artistic, aloof, and rebellious Aquarius some happy birthday.
Congratulations!
Hey, who's birthday? Put your hand up.
Reality star Jessica Dime turns 37. Pops, aka John Witherspoon, today would have been his 81st birthday. Happy heavenly birthday to him. Reality star Ra Ali turns 39, and TV actor Patton Oswalt, today is his 54th birthday. Let's take it to the crib to wish some of our fam in Kansas City some happy birthdays. Elliot Smith and Bradley L, happy birthday. My fam Carrie Randall and Grant McLaughlin, happy birthday. Sending birthday love to Terry Lachelle, Sharifa Calloway, and Bria Nicole. Happy birthday to y'all. Happy birthday Deidre Thomas and Sheena Gatlin. Plus happy birthday to Star Williams, Valerie Mashak, and everybody else born on January 27th. Turn up Aquarius, it's y'all day to celebrate.
Happy birthday. Put your hand up.
We're making winners sound good.
Anything I'ma do it good.
Time to find out who our latest winner is with That's My Jam.
It's time to jam.
The Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jam.
Good morning. Who is this?
Hey, good morning. It's Destiny.
Destiny,
hey.
You at work, boy. I can hear you on the clock.
I am at work. But I'm parking the school bus. I'm done.
Okay. Yeah, taking the babies to where they need to be. You represent Chiefs Kingdom, right?
Now. Oh, yeah, all day. I'm ready.
Oh, yeah, here we go. That's my jam. Let's go. Let's get it.
Mall liquor sipping, coming straight from the gutter. Toe tag a mother, leave him under a cover. Lil John, he dropped the beat to make it bounce like rubber. Sean Paul told the heat to make it mug, then slug it.
Yeah. You don't give a damn, we don't give a
check later on today. Had your name on it. And you got passing the two to the advanced screening of Knock at the Cabin going down this Tuesday, all right?
Dope. Awesome.
Hey, Destiny, tell Kansas City what station's number one for hip-hop and R&B and always representing Chiefs Kingdom.
High 103 Jams, and don't you forget to play on that Zeke.
Outstanding.
Listen now for your chance to win $1,000 in cold cash.
The money's so real.
Dropping a stack.
Money stack, stack high, bro.
Here we go. Hot 103.
Making that real money.
You will never beat the Kansas City Chiefs.
Hot 103 Jams.